From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula during a telephone conversation Friday. Earlier, Mr. Trump issued a new warning to North Korea, saying that the U.S. military was locked and loaded as Pyongyang leveled accusations that the U.S. leader was driving the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
He also repeated his warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the island of Guam, saying that if anything happens to Guam, there's going to be big, big trouble in North Korea. Ahead of a planned visit to the U.S. by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump has indicated how he would deal with issues there.
Thursday evening, Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said he wanted to meet U.S. President Donald Trump. You can hear Maduro instructing his foreign minister to set up the meeting, preferably when he visits New York in a few weeks. However, on Friday, Trump indicated a military option against Venezuela is on the table, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess.
I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela.
Venezuela is facing mounting international criticism over Maduro's crackdown on opponents and moves to consolidate power, including the selection of the all-powerful Constituent Assembly.
VOA Steve Miller reporting. This is VOA News. Both celebrations and angry protests erupted in Kenya after incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner in the presidential elections. Riots broke out late Friday in strongholds of opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Winner Katana, a regional police commander, told the Associated Press that police shot and killed two people during riots on the outskirts of Kisumu, a city where Odinga has strong support. Gunshots rang out in Nairobi's biggest slum and as well as poor areas of the capital in the eastern and western city of Kisumu. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that the U.S. diplomats in Cuba who have suffered hearing loss, apparently the victims of health attacks. Canada revealed Thursday that at least one of its diplomats in Cuba has been treated for hearing loss. It was not immediately clear how many diplomats had been affected by the attacks. Tillerson said the United States holds the Cuban authorities responsible for finding out who is carrying out these health attacks, not just our diplomats. As you can see, there are cases with other diplomats as well. State media in the United Arab Emirates say four UAE soldiers have been killed in a helicopter crash in Yemen. WAM News Agency supported and reported early Saturday that the soldiers were participating in a Saudi-led campaign targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen. WAM said the helicopter crash happened in Yemen's southern Shabwa province, where U.S. airstrikes have targeted Yemen's local al-Qaeda branch. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from the air and on the ground. Canada's government has partially filled in a ditch so that pedestrians surging through an illegal border crossing from upstate New York into Quebec will not hurt themselves. It has been setting up processing tents and hiring people to transport and feed the newcomers. Despite these welcoming gestures, Haitian asylum seekers can't get too comfortable, according to some immigration experts. Many Haitians would find it difficult to qualify, though, as a refugee in Canada and claim political asylum. One person told VOA that Canadian immigration law requires that claimants prove a well-founded fear of persecution because of perhaps race, religion, or political or sexual orientation. Economic hardship is not enough. Another person has said that the expanded the point through the Quebec Association of Immigration Lawyers. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.